Hi, welcome to Budget Gardening. My name is Jason. I'll be instructing you on how to do your gardening on a budget. First time expenses maybe seem like a lot, but really in the long run, you'll be saving money. Okay, let's start off this episode with seed starting. What I use is the ProMix BX with mycorrhizae. It's a sphagnum moss with perlite, vermiculite, water retention particles. That's what perlite and vermiculite are. Well, perlite's for to give it space, pore space for oxygen. Vermiculite's for the water capacity, water holding capacity. I also use the, I get them from Kmart. They're called Homes, H-O-M-Z. They're the under the bed storage totes. They're 56 quarts. They're large enough to hold 120 of soil blocks. I'll explain what soil blocks are a little later. I also use the Homes, H-O-M-Z, 18-gallon totes. They're taller, and that's what I put my soil in. I also use the Burpee Natural Organic Starter and Transplanting Granular Plant Food. It's a 3-4-6. 364. I'm sorry. 364. I get that at Tractor Supply. The totes I get at Kmart. The ProMix I get from a local agricultural store where I live. But you can order them online or find some place that sells them. Maybe you have an Agway near you or another agricultural store. I know Tractor Supply doesn't carry them. But like I said, maybe an Agway or something. Like I said, we have a McDowell Walker near us. They carry it. So I get mine from them. A couple other things that you'll need are a pint mason jar, a coffee can that holds 1 gallon. Those will be to separate the soil. And I think that's about it. Otherwise, I just use my hands for the mixing. So what I do is I'll take 7 scoops of the, once I open it, the ProMix, I'll take 7 scoops from the coffee can, put it in the 18-gallon tote. I take the half a pint, I take half a pint of the mason jar with the fertilizer in it, and I pour that in, I mix it up. I take another 7 scoops, pour the ProMix on top, and then the rest of the fertilizer. At that point, I take 2.5 to 3 gallons of warm water and I mix it thoroughly. You keep mixing it till there's no dryness within that soil mixture. Soil mixture should be wet, but not too wet. If you can wring it out, you might want to readjust the next bucket that you do. That means it's too wet. Once you have the perfect consistency for that, what I do now is I lay out the 56 quart under the bed tote. It's low, it's wide, it's about 6 inches deep. It's a good starter tray. You won't be buying starter trays anymore once you get this. The next thing you'll want is to get your, is you'll need a soil blocker. You can order them from Johnny's Select Seeds. They're on the web. They sell a soil blocker. They're 2 inch. It comes in 4 blocks, but they're 2 inches square. And what it has is a handle and a plunger. So you put your soil blocker in there, and not holding down the plunger. Put your soil blocker in there. Get enough soil within the blocks. Take it and then plunge it down into your 56 quart. Now, like I said, I can get 120, so that's what you should be able to get within each 56 quart under the bed tote. And like I said, you won't be buying those again once you have them. I actually have, I cracked 2 of them, so I have 11 now. I also have 8 of the 18-gallon totes to keep the soil. I don't water them all. I keep some dry, so I have enough to get me through the spring. One bag of the 3.8 cubic foot Pro Mix does fill 8 totes, so it's perfect. You won't need any more buckets or anything, and you'll have a nice little soil tote wall. Keep it away from your wife or husband. They generally don't like seeing all these totes hanging around. I know mine doesn't. After you're done with the soil blocks, I put 2 seeds in each hole. You'll see there's a little divot in within the soil block. I put 2 seeds in each hole, cover it lightly with soil, and then I put them underneath my grow lights within a grow room. They come up within a couple days. It's perfect. They grow better, much better, with the soil blocks. The soil blocks, what they do is it allows the roots to grow out of the soil block. Instead of, when you get a cell, you'll see the roots become all wound up, bound up, and you know, trying to break that, you're almost feeling bad trying to break them because you don't know which roots are which. The roots, when they come out of the soil block, they'll air prune, which means that the tips will die, but they're still growing within the soil. So it creates a tighter mesh of roots within the soil block. It will hold it together much nicer than just having them all wound up. You know, there'll be roots, but they're just all bound up within those cells. You need the soil blocks. Well, I use them because it does offer more oxygen allowed to those roots. They're easier to water. You water from the bottom. Never water from the top. Always from the bottom. That way the water absorbs from bottom to the top. It's hitting the roots. The top of the soil really doesn't need the water because the roots aren't there. When you transplant, what I do is I take those soil blocks and I put them in grow bags. The grow bags I'll discuss in another episode because those will also allow more oxygen and the infiltration of water to get to those roots. So what you're really looking for is the roots getting oxygen and water. You don't want to drown them, but you want to make sure that they have enough. They're very easy to grow within the grow, the soil blocks. And speaking of easy, word from our sponsor, Anchor FM, the easiest way to create a podcast. If you're thinking about creating a podcast, go with Anchor FM. They know what they're doing. It's easy as a click of a button just to start your podcast. You can talk about anything. You can even get sponsorships such as this one. Anchor FM, it's the way to create podcasts now. The only downside to soil blocks is they dry out very quickly. So they'd be watering quite a bit more with soil blocks than the regular cell packs. But you'll get better plants, better roots. Everything will just be better with the soil blocks. I'm not trying to push anybody's soil blocks. You can go to Amazon, you can find them. You can go to Johnny's, find them. They're all over the place, but they are a really neat kind of tool to have just for planting for your seeds. Now, they do come in multiple sizes. You can get the 1-inch squares, which I think it has, if I'm not mistaken, 20 little ones. And then you can actually get a fitting for the bit larger ones. That's a square the size of the plug. I choose to do it just straight into the 2-inch. For me, it saves time. I know how many I want to plant. I know how many I'm going to plant. I know how many I plan on selling. Whether I do sell or not, that's a different story. Then people get freebies. But you need to have the soil blocker. Like I said, you can get the small one, the medium one, or the large one. The large one is, I think it's a quart, and it comes and it has a larger, on the plunger, has a larger cube that fits the 2-inch cube. and then you plop that in there. Like I said, I choose to go with the 2-inch soil blocker. Now, if you're looking at startup costs for all this, you're looking at, I would say for the 18-gallon tote, you probably pay $7 or $8. For the under the bed tote, the 56-quart, that's about 10 or 11. So right there, you're at roughly $20. For the seed blocker, you're talking, I think you can find them for about $25. Not sure on that. Mine's probably about 5 years old now, so I'm not sure on how much they're up to. So you're looking at $45-$50 just for one tub, one tray. You know, you can seal up your bag if you don't want to buy more buckets. But those, that tray and those buckets will last you. At least it's a good mixing tub for your soil. In the tray, like I said, fits under, it's the one that fits under the bed. They're low. You can put them underneath the lights on a stand, plastic stand. They're just, the trays are just wonderful. I call them trays. They're just short totes for clothing and whatnot for, like I said, under the bed. Seeds. If you're looking for seeds, get them from wherever you can. I prefer Johnny's. Sometimes I go to Baker Creek, Rare Seeds. I pick them up at Walmart. I pick them up at Kmart. I pick them up at the grocery store. If something catches my eye, I pick them up. Just got to know when, where to look. Beginning of the season's a great time. Pick them up for when you're first starting out, figuring out what you want to do. It will show you what they have to offer, at least at the beginning of the season. And then if you wait till the end of the season, that's when you really pick them up. Discount, discount, discount. So just to go back through, you'll need a soil blocker, a 1-gallon Maxwell House container can, whatever type of coffee can, a pint mason jar, your Burpee natural organic starter and transplanting granular plant food. You'll need the ProMix BX with mycorrhizae. You'll need 18-gallon totes. They're taller, regular tote. And then you'll need the 56-quart under-the-bed tote by Holmes, H-O-M-Z. Like I said, I find them at Kmart. That's where I get all my totes. That's where I get some seeds. Otherwise, I don't get very much from them for my gardening supplies. So just get your stuff wherever you can, Walmart, Kmart. It doesn't matter as long as it's on sale. And if you do go to Kmart and you're part of that members club or member shop or whatever it is, you can actually earn points and have it taken off the ultimate price of your item. I think I bought eight of the 18-gallon totes, and I bought them in increments. So I ended up only paying, I think, $7 for all the totes, because when I bought 7 totes, I got a $20 rebate on it, and I had other points saved up. So I had paid $7 for 8 totes, would have normally been like $56. So if you do your shopping right, you should be able to score some good deals. You can always find good deals online. And I hope you have a good time trying out my little trick here. All right, I'll talk to you next time.